Miguel and Holly
on Hot 101.5.
We present to you the very first edition of Miguel and Holly's Hood versus Hood Challenge.
Love this.
This is where we are putting four hoods in Tampa Bay up to the challenge to see which one is the kindest, the nicest, who's going to take bragging rights and get a little attention, because it's not just Tampa and St. Pete. We got other hoods here.
Yeah, we do.
So we sent our associate producer, Scotty the Body, out to four of these different cities in Tampa Bay to do the Fallen Man Challenge. Now, where did you go first, Scott?
The first place was Clearwater. Ooh. Our friends over in Clearwater, right down the street, over on McMullen Booth and 10th Street.
Oh, okay. So it's a busy intersection. Yeah. Okay. So just set the scene for us. What does this look like?
So it's like midday. So there's lots of cars going down. Cars are pulled up on both sides. Mm-hmm. There's by a gas station. So lots of activity. So I'm like kind of coming up on my crutches. And as I'm about to cross the street, like the time starts going.
Yeah.
And so I start to, you know, finally walk across the street. Here I am on my crutches. I'm just an injured citizen trying to get to the other side. Yeah. So as I'm crutching, there's this lady that's pulled up right there on the road, just staring me down the whole time. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to get right in front of her. Let's see. I think she knows I'm here. I'm injured. And then I'm going to collapse. So I'll go ahead. And as I'm walking, I take my tumble.
Oh, no.
And let me tell you, like, these tumbles are not just like, oh, let me just go down on one knee. Like, I'm losing my crutches.
You legit fell.
I'm, like, falling all the way on the ground.
You fall hard because I was there watching you. I mean, and you went down hard.
I'm still injured.
In this busy intersection.
Yeah, you're injured even worse now than you would have been whatever injury you had.
That's what I'm saying. So I, like, fall right in front of her. She stares me down, looks whatever way she's looking. There's a car turning in front of me that just stays there, looks at me, and then keeps going.
Oh, no.
I'm on the floor, people. Crutches out all over the place. So I'm like, you know what? I have to get myself up, all hurt, and walk across to the gas station.
Nobody said anything?
Nobody said a word.
Oh, wow. Clearwater, what are you doing?
So Clearwater is at a big goose egg, a zero. All right, so what was the second location you went to?
The second one was Brandon.
Okay.
Okay.
So we went over to Brandon. Again, like this is right by the mall over there, so it's
Brandon Mall.
Very busy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of people. And it's that midday time where, you know, people are coming off work. They want to go to the mall, get some shopping done. You think people would be in a good mood.
Of course.
And they would want to help out citizens.
I would think so.
So we go and I'm over there.
We're going.
Brandon Boulevard.
Oh. Uh-oh.
And
hold on.
I'm about to fall.
Oh.
Yes, I take a tumble.
Oh, my gosh.
A tumble right in front of this lady in a car. She stares at me as I'm at the intersection.
Yeah.
I look at her in the eye. I'm like, look, like, it's almost like I want her to know, hey, I'm about to fall in front of you.
Right.
Whoa. This is your opportunity. Be a good person. And as I fall on the ground, she looks at me and just keeps going on her phone, texting away.
Wow. Brandon. So is Brandon at a complete zero?
Well, there is something. So I got, as I had to help myself up since nobody was there to help me.
Oh, my God.
As I'm crutching down the sidewalk, a Jeep comes flying up over the curb on the grass by the bus stop. And literally rolls down the window and starts yelling at me like, hey, are you okay? Like, oh my gosh, like, Brandon, I have hope now.
Is this it right here? Let's see.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, man.
I see you.
It slipped. It's tough, man. I appreciate you checking on me, though.
Sure?
Yeah. I'm going to wait for a bus right here.
How about everyone?
I gotta go all the way back. I'm good. I really feel, yeah.
Okay,
I appreciate it so much, sir. You're a good man.
They checked. Nearly knocked you down by going up the curb, but that's okay.
Yeah,
at least
I thought he was gonna run me over for a second, but he was almost offering a ride back to Tampa, where that's where I stay. So, like, he was like, okay, you need a ride. I'm like, you know what? I really appreciate it. You get a little bit of point there
for at least asking.
I give it. So we give Brandon half a point. So
right
now we're sitting at Clearwater zero, Brandon at half a point. So then you went to Gulfport.
I did go to Gulfport. And this is an area, like, maybe they just don't, you know, recognize my face. Because I live in Tampa, so I don't go really to Gulfport much.
Mm-hmm.
So we go over there. We're on Gulfport Boulevard and 58th Street.
Okay.
So, again, one of the more busy intersections. And it took a while. So, like, a cop goes by. And so I'm like, okay, maybe somebody sees the cop. I'm going to help a citizen. So I start going. There's a Jeep pulled up on the intersection. And then It's counting down, and I'm like, I need to fall.
Yeah.
And then, oh, boom.
Hold on.
Oh, the tumble.
Tumble. Oh, that tumble. Sounds so painful.
Yes, that was like almost a bone cracking. That was the crutch, like, oh, across the street. The rubber things on the crutches fell off.
And what?
I'm sprawled out.
And what happened?
The Jeep that I'm right in front of doesn't move. Just looks at me.
They don't even help you?
I'm literally picking up all the pieces of my crutches while they just stare at me.
Oh, no.
I'm like, you know what? I give up. At this point, I'm like, it's been too long of a fall. So yeah. I'm going to get myself up.
Is Gulfport at a complete zero?
As soon as I get up and I put the little rubber thing back on my crutch and I start crutching back, a Jeep stops midway turn. And they, like, roll down their window. And, again, they yell at me to make sure I'm okay.
You know what? I've decided Jeep drivers are typically good people.
Very nice.
Those are the ones
they don't get out.
I like it.
They shout at you.
All right, so tell us, what's the last one real quick?
The last one is Tampa Palm. So
okay.
A little closer to my hood.
Uh-huh.
So they're reaching out. You know, they're good people over there. So it's a busy intersection, all right? Very busy. Over on Commerce Palm, some people know it by Coisey over there with Brewsby Downs.
Uh-huh.
Lots of restaurants.
Hold on.
Big intersection. So this is, I'm crossing right now, and I'm tired. Like,
oh, yeah. No.
I pretty much ate the ground really quick.
And so much ate. Okay?
No, I wasn't at that point.
What happened in Tampa Palms?
Yeah.
My recorder pretty much broke, but then two people come running out of their cars.
Two people!
To my rescue. Right
there. They ran out of their cars!
Two people.
Go ahead, Tampa Palms.
So right now, we're sitting at Brandon and Gulfport with half a point, Clearwater zero, Tampa Palms with one full point. Look at that. You can see the video now at facebook.com/hot1015. What's the next challenge? Find out next Wednesday at 8:25.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.